morning. Welcome to our Redeemer, especially to our visitors. After hymn 810, we will follow the order of matins as found on page 219 in your hymnal.
Thank you.
God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. O come, let us worship him. We will have a responsive reading of Psalm 54. O God, save me by your name and vindicate me by your might.
O God,
hear my prayer, give ear to the words of my mouth. For strangers have risen against me, ruthless men seek my life. They do not set God before themselves.
Behold, God is my helper. The Lord is the upholder of my life.
He will return the evil to my enemies. In your faithfulness, put an end to them. With a freewill offering, I will sacrifice to you. I will give thanks to your name, O Lord, for it is good. For he has delivered me from every trouble, and my eye has looked in triumph on my enemies. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. We will sing the office hymn as found in your insert. You may be seated. Testament reading is from Jeremiah, the 7th chapter. The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, "Stand in the gate of the Lord's house, and proclaim there this word, and say, Hear the word of the Lord, all you of Judah, and enter in at these gates to worship the Lord. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, amend your ways and your doings, and I will cause you to dwell in this place. Do not trust in these lying words, saying, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord are these. For if you thoroughly amend your ways and your doings, if you thoroughly execute judgment between a man and his neighbor, if you do not oppress a stranger, the fatherless, the widow, and do not shed innocent blood in this place or walk after other gods to your hurt, then I will cause you to dwell in this place and the land that I gave to your fathers forever and ever. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I do not want you to be ignorant. You know that you were Gentiles, carried away to these dumb idols, however you were led. Therefore, I make known to you that no one speaking by the Spirit of the Lord says Jesus is accursed, and no one can say that Jesus is Lord, except by the Holy Spirit. There are diversities of gifts, but the same Lord. There are differences of ministries, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of activities, but it is the same God who works all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, to another the word of knowledge through the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healings by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another different kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as he wills. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
Please rise for the gospel. Today's gospel is found in Luke, the 19th chapter. Now as he drew near, he saw the city and wept over it, saying, if you had known even you, especially in this your day, the things that make for your peace, but now they are hidden from your eyes. For days will come upon you when your enemies will build an embankment around you, surround you and close you in on every side, and level you and your children with you to the ground. And they will not leave you one stone upon another, because you did not know the time of your visitation. Then he went into the temple and began to drive out those who bought and sold in it, saying to them, it is written, my house is a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves. And he was teaching daily in the temple, but the chief priests, the scribes, and the leaders of the people sought to destroy him, and were unable to do anything, for all the people were very attentive to him. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
You may be seated. Forever, O Lord, your word is firmly set in the heavens. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it.
Lord, I love the nation of us and the place where your glory dwells.
Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit. This morning we'll hear from the words of Father Luther for the 10th Sunday after Trinity. Here let us learn a lesson, for this concerns us, not us alone who are here present, but our whole country. It is not a mere jest, nor should we think that it will go different with us. The Jews would not believe until they experienced it and became conscious of it. God has now also visited us and has opened the precious treasures of his holy gospel unto us, by which we can learn God's will and see how we were held by the power of the devil. Yet no one will earnestly believe it, yea, we much more despise it and make light of it. No city, no officer of the government is thankful for the gospel. And what is still worse, the great majority persecute and blaspheme it. God has great patience. He waits to see how we will deal with his gospel. But when we once let the opportunity slip, he will take his word from us. And then the wrath which consumed the Jews will also consume us. For it is one and the self-same word, the very same God and the identical Christ the Jews themselves had. Therefore, the punishment, body and soul, will most certainly be the same. We, of course, regard it as mockery and care nothing for it. This is only an evidence of our own blindness. We ought to perceive that God is hardening us, for there is not a single city that is concerned about it. No officer of the law shows any zeal in its favor. It is most deplorable, and I fear the time will yet come when our country will lay in a heap of ruins. But this is only a beginning, although it is frightful and terrible enough. There is no greater distress and calamity than when God sends us sects and false spirits because they are so impudent and daringly bold that they are really to be pitied. On the other hand, the word of God is such a great treasure, and no one can sufficiently comprehend its worth. For God himself considers this treasure immensely great, and when he visits us with his grace, he earnestly desires that we should gladly and freely accept it, and does not compel us as he is able to do, but it is his will that we should gladly obey it from choice and love. For he does not wait until we come to him, but he comes first to us. He comes into the world, becomes man, serves us, dies for us, rises again from the dead, sends us his Holy Spirit, gives us his word, and opens heaven so wide that all men can enter. Besides, he gives us rich promises and assurances that he will care for us in time and in eternity, here and there, and pours out into our bosoms all the fullness of his grace. Therefore, the acceptable time of grace is now at hand. Blessed be the Lord, God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people. Amen. Will the elders receive the offering?
Please rise for the benedictus.